Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So, DZ, I know you just had a baby, so you haven't been at the Bucks games, but did you hear what celebrity was just nonchalantly walking around town after he was at the Bucks game last weekend?
Oh, who was there?
Mark Cuban.
What?
Mark Cuban.
Marky Mark, not that Mark.
One of our coworkers, Shannon, who's a DJ at a club, told us that Mark Cuban just walked into the Sophie after the Bucks game, because he was in town, obviously, for the basketball game, and then he just walked in by himself, didn't, like, have an entourage or ask for a table, just walked in and sat down like a normal person, and then people were like, is that Mark Cuban?
Is that Mark?
Is he, like,
are you Mark
sitting
Cuban?
Down on the couch at the club? Like, yeah, there he was.
So, sir, I got a business proposition for you, sir. lend me your ear for a minute.
They said he was super nice. He took pictures, and then he left after a little bit. And then he went up and told the DJ, Mark Cuban likes your music. That was kind of what happened. I was like, what a story. But I love to hear that, where they just walk in. Nobody even notices it's them, a billionaire like Mark Cuban, just hanging out.
Yeah. I feel like billionaires reach a different status of, like, I don't need an entourage. I got too much money. Because once you hit billions, like, millionaires, those are normally the athletes, the artists, the people that you see on a daily basis. The billionaires, those are the people you don't see because they own so much.
And they get weird.
You're not
going
to see him on a regular.
No.
They get weird.
They get weird.
You're not yank. Uh-huh.
You can't live a normal life as a billionaire. That's why they're all strange. I mean, I can go down the list. Elon Musk, weirdo.
Yep.
Steve Jobs, brilliant weirdo.
Yep.
Mark Cuban. Socially okay, weirdo. Like
the Zuckerberg, also awkward, but they make a lot of money. So
they're
and then
smart.
They don't feel like they gotta roll around with a whole bunch of people and entourage. Nobody knows who they are. They only know them by their companies that they face. So
exactly.
Unless you're sitting there rocking the Shark Tank T-shirt, people might not pick out that's Mark Cuban walking in. You know, or go like, oh, there's no way that's Mark Cuban.
Right.
There's
right.
no way. There's no way.
Meanwhile, I'm going to have a party bus, an entourage, six security guys who are all good looking. that would be how I'd roll if I was a billionaire. I don't know about you, DZ.
You and me both. You took the words right out of my mouth,
you.
Dog.
See you at the party bus. Are you sure you're ready for this?
No, not at all. I mean, to be completely honest, let's go.
I'm not either, honestly. I've been waiting a day to tell this story about who messaged me and asked me to go on a date with their ex. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning. Let's start off there. Good morning.
Good. Yeah, let's good start morning. Off in a good place before this gets crazy. Good morning.
I got a DM from a woman who asked me if I was interested in going on a date with her ex.
Mm.
You heard me.
See, but, I heard you, but I don't think I heard you because it the story is crazy.
It's wild.
When you headline it,
mm-hmm.
it gets wilder when you layer it back. This mm-hmm. onion goes crazy. This cake is cakey. Let's just say that.
So I told her I would not use her name because she said, I told all my coworkers, they couldn't believe I messaged you. I said, well, here we are, girl. Here we are. You did.
And now, makes one of us telling everybody.
And Allie's got a microphone, so here we are.
It's about to be two.
It's about to be on. So this happened. I got a DM. What day was this? She messaged me. Monday. Okay, she messaged me on Monday. She says, girl, are you still single? She said, you were not lying when you said this meeting guys dating world was nuts. To which I wrote back, ha 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 ha. Hell yes, I am still single. No way I'm settling in a relationship with these nut jobs. What's going on?
Okay.
So then I'm starting to banter.
Right now, girl talk.
I didn't know the next line was going to be, do you want to go out with my ex-husband? I did not see that coming, DZ. She said, so you're going to think this is wild, but literally, I think I should set you up with my ex, red heart emoji. I wrote back in all caps, what? Then I said, this is the strangest message I have ever gotten. To which she said, he's the best dude / dad, but we weren't the right fit anymore. And I go, well, go on.
How is he the best? Yes, please go on. Because how are you just going to gas him up and then be like, we just wasn't right no more.
Right. Like, oh, he's so great. Go out with him. But I don't want him. Like, what's the story? Right. So then she's like, he's finding that most women are complete nut jobs. I know your struggle has been very real. I want him to meet someone cool that has like interests. And I thought of you. So I said, well, thank you for not thinking I'm a nut job.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a backhanded compliment in some kind of weird way, but let's continue on.
She kind of starts selling them. She's like, he does, you know, he makes good money, he's got this. And I go, I said, I don't really care about money.
He's got this.
She's telling me everything this guy's got. I go, but I need emotional support. Like, I got my own money, honey. I got my own job. That's I don't right. need his money. Like, I'm not interested in a dude taking care of me like that. That's not what I'm looking for in a relationship.
Allie said, I'm a boss, babe. I don't need no boss in my life. No. I'm a boss for myself.
So here's where it gets even funnier. So I'm talking about how this woman DMs me and says, do you want to, I think you should go out with my ex-husband. So then I say, right. So she sends me a pic. You want to hear the funniest thing? She sends me a picture of two dudes. I wrote back, which one?
Which one?
Two dudes she sends me. Which one is your husband?
Y'all out here just chilling.
So she's like, the tall one. I'm like, okay, he's definitely tall. They have three kids. Okay. So she says, he's my age. I'm like reading through. I'm like, oh, but I'm still like, this is strange. This is very strange. So then I say, you know what? How long you been divorced? She's like, go at him on Facebook.
Good question.
She's like, go at him. Well, guess what?
You did not at him.
No, of course I didn't. You know why? Because they're not divorced.
Wait, what? Are you getting pump the brakes. Pump.
Rewind.
Hold on. They're not divorced?
Mm-mm.
Are they at least separated,
I say, how long have you been divorced? To which she writes back, 6 months separated, about to file. I'm like, I'm not interested. No, thank you. I've been to this party, and I'm not saying you guys are getting back together, but even if you don't, I'm not interested till the ink is dry. I have gone out with so many people here in relationships, or not, that sounds horrible, in relationships, getting out of relationships.
Yeah. Separated.
It takes time. Some people are ready to go, wheels to the ground. No, it's messy. They're not even divorced. Okay.
See, but hold
I feel like,
on,
why wouldn't you get divorced before you hit me up? Like, what?
Hold on.
I deserve a single man.
Espérame. Sorry. You technically are getting a single man. I'm saying, espérame. Wait.
You're right. Calm me down.
You technically are getting a single man because, hold on, it's not like he hit you up.
True.
You feel me? She's the one that hit you up on their behalf. And I'm going to say their behalf because they're technically not separated yet. So I'm not going to separate them until...
Well, she says they are. But they're still married. They haven't even filed.
They got to be. Because on the front end, you said that he wants to find somebody that's not crazy.
That's what she's speaking for him, for the record.
She's speaking for him.
Yeah.
So she's already speaking on his behalf, trying to plug him with another woman.
Wait a minute. Let's think about this. You know me. I need a guy that's going to she's doing things for him. Is this going to be telling of a relationship down the road?
Think about it. She's trying to be a matchmaker.
Is she trying to fix the life like wives do? Is she trying to do what wives do? Is my point. Handle the whole family. Yes, making sure everyone's happy and good to go, even if that involves setting her ex with a chick.
Man,
I don't know.
That's of y'all prerogative and persuasion in doing when you guys want to handle everything. This could be a team effort. You know what I'm saying?
Knock it off. Don't get weird.
I don't think that's what it is. What do you mean?
I don't know what to think of this.
What do you mean? Don't make it weird.
I don't know.
Y'all wanting to just handle it all? She's setting him up because she wants to find him a good dude. She said, he's a great guy. He's just going to go ahead and not date somebody crazy, but I'm going to help him out. If she's trying to help him out, who's to say that she's not trying to look for the best person and you might be that best option for him? Who knows?
Okay, let's take some calls and see what people think. Should I go out with the guy? So this, she messages me that she wants me to go out with her ex-husband, who we find out is still her husband because they haven't even filed papers yet, which is where it gets icky for me. Even if they have a great relationship. And our good co-parents. That's where it gets weird for me.
They got such a great relationship that she's finding him another woman when she leaves. Look at that. They got such a good relationship that she's going to find her replacement.
414-533-1037. God, I want to know why she's not. I want to know why. Girl. So many thoughts. We'll take your calls next. Kiss FM. Do I go out with a married man? Sounds so horrible.
Do it.
Talk about one of the most interesting DMs I've ever gotten. I got a message from a woman who wanted to know if I was still single and said, great, I'd like to hook you up with my ex-husband, who we found out they're not even divorced yet. They haven't even filed.
Ooh.
but it was separated 6 months. And I don't know what to do with this. Okay, can we just go straight to Angie in Milwaukee? Angie, hey.
Hello.
Morning.
Don't do it, Allie.
She said, don't do it, Allie.
What? Why just straight up like that, just start it off and go, don't do it? No. I say, let's give it a chance. Let's at least hear them out. Can we all get coffee together and see what their situation is? What do you mean, Angie?
Nope, absolutely not. She's a little kind of strange trying to set up her ex with you. I mean, she knows everything about him. So what, your first dinner date? Oh, I bet you he's taking her to this place. You know, don't do it. That's a little kind of
You think it's too incestual, I mean, in the nicest way, even though they were married or are married.
Yes. No.
They are married.
No.
They're still married.
They are. Yeah, I mean, still technically married.
They've been separated 6 months. She says they're about to file. They've both been dating other people. They had three kids. They've been together a long time, and they're not right for each other. And I'm like, I'm not saying I don't believe that story. I'm just saying that you haven't even filed. Like, what the hell?
Bruh, but they're probably, think about it like this, best friends who used to be in love, have fallen out of love, who best to find you somebody than your best friend? It just so happens to be the person you married. Wow, this is kind of crazy, but it could work out.
She could have just slid into if she wanted to, you know.
Is it me and her?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. It's a joke.
Angie's saying don't do it, avoid it. This is a red flag, son.
Fine. Okay. I will take maybe your advice. I'll let you guys know. Thank you,
Angie. Have a great day. You're welcome. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. You too, Angie.
Danny, our boy, is calling in Oak Creek.
It was a Friday night. I woke alone.
What's up, Danny? Good morning, buddy. How's it going?
It's going. This is not a red flag. This is red flags. This is disaster and all over it.
Why? Tell me more. Go on.
I'm sorry, but this sounds like some Pineapple Squad stuff.
Everybody's asked me if this is a throuple situation. They're like, why is the ex-wife DMing you? Why is he not DMing you? Like, what's going on?
I'm not
going
to say it didn't cross my mind, y'all.
DZ, it crossed everybody's mind.
And
we all know.
I know.
Uh-huh.
Sips tea.
It's weird. It's like, is she trying to throw her dirty laundry on you? Like, what's her... That's
okay,
weird. Like,
Danny, I did wonder...
Oh, that's an interesting concept.
I wondered if she had some guilt or something. Like, why are you so trying to hook him up? Are you happily with somebody else? I couldn't figure out what was going...
Man.
You know what I mean?
Hear me out. Because I know people are getting warm, and you know what I'm saying, fanning themselves out going, ooh, this is crazy. But why not find out why they're not working out? Why they're, you know, separated, or why they're trying to find each other significant others to move on with? This is wild to me in concept, but at the same time, feels like it could really work out in the end of the day. Like, I don't know. The multiple red flags is if you look at them like that. But who else is going to do this in a better way? I don't know, Danny.
They're not divorced. They haven't filed. She messaged me, not him. Okay, let's put that out there.
So?
It's different. It's very odd, is it not? And I've never been through this, but it's my life. Welcome to my life, everybody.
So different and new scares y'all, huh? Y'all scared to try something new?
The thruple? Yeah, I'm scared to try the thruple. You're right.
Allie, you're a good-looking woman. I'm sure you can do all this on your own with no problem. I'm sure you'll find a great guy.
Thank you.
But this is wrong. This is wrong.
It's different. It's different. I'm trying to be nice.
It's different. It's different. She just sent me.
I'm actually getting it. You're trying to be nice and stuff.
I am, because she's listening and she sent me a DM and she's horrified. And I don't know what to say now. But this is the story.
No.
This is the story.
I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
But you need to look into this so we get all the information back now.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
You guys are saying you want
me
to go out with him?
We need full details.
No, you guys want me to go out with him for the show.
No. Just find out what's going on.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we need full details. They really should write a novel, realistically, at this rate. But we got to understand how this came to be as far as a full dynamic.
That's crazy.
And why? Because you know they tried to work it out. And let's be honest, I'm not trying to be a doctor here.
We don't know.
Let's hope that they tried to work it out.
No, I went through a divorce where nobody tried to work anything out. He just left. So I don't actually always agree with that. I don't think that's always the case. You'd be surprised. You should try to work it out, and I'm hoping they did.
And realized it didn't, and now they're both amicably moving forward, because that's exactly what it sounds like. This sounds like the literal most amicable situation possible, and it's what everybody dreams of. It is going so perfectly that she's finding him another woman in you, Allie Faye.
Or does she have somebody else and she feels bad? That's my next thought. Danny, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling, Danny. We gotta get to Camille quick.
Ooh, later, man. Bye. How you gonna drop that bomb like that? Ooh.
Because I'm a woman and I'm paranoid and I pay attention to everything. That's why. Camille's on the phone. Camille in Milwaukee. Good morning, girl. Real quick, should I go out with the guy? His ex-wife messaged me and said, go out with my ex.
Claro que no.
No, ¿por qué, Camila?
Sí, ¿por qué? Go on.
Because you never know. Okay, she could talk about the way she, like, her perspective of the relationship. But what about his feelings?
That's a solid question. That's why I'm saying his side. We only know hers. And I do. I want to have faith in the message and think, oh, they are good friends and they have good co-parenting.
His feelings for her.
Ding, 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 ding. She articulated what I couldn't get out. She's right. We don't know if he's over her. Just
what is he into?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. At least go out with him and talk to him, dog. That's one of the only ways to find out.
You know what? This is horrible.
Come on, son.
Camille. Yes.
Corre.
Because that means run.
Don't forget, I've got my favorite things, my gift ideas. We're going to give you a chance to win them, too, coming up at 7:25 this morning.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Enough with my problems this morning. Let's get back to you.
Today's problems just might be like off the rails, because this one makes even less sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, the problems just keep getting weirder and weirder, y'all.
I don't know. I want to hear what it is today. What is it?
So Sid hit us up for What Would DZ Do, and asked what the best way was to tell his girl to gain weight.
Wait, what? He wants his girlfriend.
He wants his girl to gain weight.
Strong as the new skinny. I said what I said.
So, and that's funny you say that, because Sid said, so my girlfriend and I have been dating for close to 9 years. Mm-hmm. I love this woman to death. She's amazing in every way. Love of my life, my eventual wife. Dang, bars, Sid. Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, for real. We both work out heavily, consider ourselves a quote unquote fit couple. She's on the skinnier side, roughly 5'6", he said, 100 and some pounds.
Okay.
Isn't anorexic. More built, if that makes sense.
Okay.
She's still pretty skinny, though. In a nice way, how do I tell her to gain a little weight? When we first started dating, she was a little bigger, but as we got together, started working out more, got thin. Don't get me wrong, I absolutely love her body, everything, but she just a little too skinny. I tried to make it sound not as bad as I thought it would sound.
It sounds horrible.
But it sounds worse.
It sounds just like saying she's too big.
It sounds worse.
It sounds bad.
It sounds worse typed out. Right. Listen. I think he tries to save it, though. Said, putting preferences aside in women, I'm worried. She maybe eats one meal a day and eventually, you know, will eat a little more snack. It's usually eggs, toast.
Oh, she's eating.
She's constantly on the brink of passing out and always tired.
Oh, no, that's bad.
She says she's insecure, and it's a sensitive topic for her. If she gains weight, she hates it. Okay. Layering
it. She's got food issues.
She's got, yeah, exactly.
Obviously.
says, if she loses it, it's never enough. I'm more worried about her health rather than her body at the end of the day.
Well, then leave her alone and tell her to eat and stop. And listen, you're going to mess with her mental health is the damn problem. You get involved. Now I'm getting triggered. See, the weight thing's triggering me. The weight thing's
No, I hear you.
Yeah, I don't know.
See,
I want to get your advice next. Because I want to know what you say.
I got you. Let's hit it on the other side. Because let's layer it back. Everybody, we can answer this one together. It's a lot.
414-533-1037. This is different. He wants his girl to gain weight.
Gain weight.
Okay, what should he do? We'll take your calls next and find out what DZ thinks.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, 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 we don't even know what you think yet, DZ. You haven't said.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is he wants his girl to gain weight. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. And it sounds bad. It really does. But at the end of the day, he's more worried about her health, mm-hmm. right? And he wants her to be happy, healthy. But he also wouldn't mind if she was a little thicker for the snicker. You feel me?
Not wrong with liking a thick woman, but then don't give the thinner ones body issues. That's, we all have them. So that's, I'm worried he's going to give her a complex. Nobody wants to hear,
right.
I don't like this about your body from your partner.
Right.
Nobody.
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 Nobody. Oh, nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody wants to hear,
nobody.
Oh, you're something.
Don't make me pull Keith's sweat out of here. Okay. I just aged myself. Okay.
Okay. Hey, people felt that. People felt that, though.
Nobody.
No, okay, hear me out.
Yeah.
Hear me out. He's coming from a good place. And they're already a fit couple. They work out heavily. My assumption is they try to go to the gym together, right?
Uh-huh.
I think he should spin in it away. That they're both doing different workouts to promote like a bigger activity, like they call it bulking. I say that he says, "Hey, baby," he proposes, "Hey, baby, why don't we enter a bulking phase in our workouts? Like add a little mass to ourselves,
oh.
you know, maybe work out more on our glutes or maybe work out more on our uppers and then increase our caloric intake." Da, 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 da.
Hold like, on,
suggested in a healthy way. You hear me?
But I
just
because like
they're already workout nuts.
What you're saying is he's projecting his own stuff on her. That's the way I feel about
no.
this. Like they're both in the gym. They both have body issues. Is my theory like, oh, he's worried about her body. Like leave her alone and worry about yourself. If it's one thing, if he's saying she's not eating enough. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But it feels
that's
like
that's what he
projection.
Said. She's not eating enough.
No, I don't.
No, he says she's not eating enough, constantly on the brink of
that's
passing
an
out.
Opinion.
I say do that or add meal replacement shakes to their smoothies or all of their protein shakes
their
and
smoothies.
Have her gain weight that way.
No, all right.
It's either that or you got to start layering it on, thinking, being like, dang, baby, listen, you looking thick and I like it. Because you layer it on something.
Listen.
Come on, I'm giving y'all gold right now.
Tammy's in Sussex. Tammy, what do you think about this? Good morning, girlfriend.
Good morning. Well, there's a couple different ways to approach this. So I agree with you, Allie. We have to be very careful on the emotional side because it sounds like she already has a complex because she's not eating. And that's where
sure.
we have
okay.
to be very careful because
yes.
that's where we start getting into nutritional deficiencies, organs start shutting down, things like that. So the way to really kind of go about it in a roundabout way, so there's two pieces to health. So number one, I'm a registered nurse, so
okay.
I do kind of know what I'm talking about.
Good.
So,
go on.
Because
we don't.
Talk to
so
pieces,
go on.
Right? For real.
So you have your physical health. You know, we all have to exercise, and that keeps our heart healthy and things like that.
Correct.
But then you also have your diet side, your nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
So you
yeah.
can exercise as much as you want,
that's
bulk
right.
up as much as you want, all that stuff, but it's going to do nothing if you don't eat healthy.
Correct.
And it's not about the
right,
weight,
right.
it's about being healthy, right?
Ding, ding.
So you know what? The next section for him to do, be like, hey, girlfriend, you know, we're really good in the gym. Why don't we now see a nutritionist or a dietitian
mm-hmm.
and let's fix our diet and let's see what we're missing in our diet to get what we need to even
Ooh,
maximize
that's true.
Our workout.
Uh-huh,
so,
uh-huh.
and there's a way you can see any kind of nutritionist, dietitian. They're all over the place.
Nutritionist, that's
right.
a great way to put it as you're talking to someone. Part of it is how
yes.
we talk to people because I remember
True.
I was dating someone and he'd always be like, I'm worried about your nutrition. If he'd ever said, I'm worried about you being too skinny or too big, I would have lost it. It would have given me a
Correct.
Complex. But when you say things
it's,
like that,
it's
you, sound,
the framing.
You sound worried. You sound like, oh, I'm worried about your health, not your what you look
See,
like. It's not
I,
what you look like.
I'd
it's
almost,
how you're eating. And he was, you know,
I'd be more offended if somebody said they were worried about my nutrition, I'd be like, what? What do you mean my nutrition? Okay, yeah. Doctor. Mm-hmm. Like, see, it's weird how people are wired, but I'm hearing what you guys are saying.
They were telling me to eat carbs. That's an argument for another day.
But we
have to balance this. We have to balance between your physical health and your mental health because... Yeah. You know, it is going to spiral her more out of control, actually, and it's going to cause a rift between the two of them, and you don't want to do that. So it's the you're right, Allie. It's the way you talk to somebody and the way you bring it up.
100%.
So if you do it in that fashion and you do it together, then it doesn't look like you're really more concerned, even though you are, but you're doing it for your significant other.
You know,
and then you can also take cooking classes and learn how to properly cook your meals at home, do it together, and
Tammy.
That can be a date night.
Tammy's
you know what I'm saying?
Tammy's cool it off, Tammy, stop, you're hot.
Thank you so much.
That was amazing.
Tammy, thank you.
We can tell.
Thank you. We love you.
And just bill us. Tell us what we owe you for that.
All right, have a good day.
I charge $50 an hour, man. Bye, guys.
Oh, okay. Bye, Tammy. Connection's crazy right now.
Gave out her rate. She just said, here's what I charge.
Dang, she going crazy.
Evan in Hales Corners. Evan, what do you think here? He thinks his girl's too skinny. How do you feel about this?
You know, DZ, you're my boy. I usually got your back on these, but Allie, you're very right about this one. I think they both, first of all, I'm calling BS on him. I don't think he's really concerned about her health at all.
I don't either.
He started this off, he prefaced it with all about her body, and then tried to clean it up maybe it's unhealthy too.
I really
think they both have body issues because they're one of those quote-unquote fit couples. And
fit couples.
You're right, Allie. He's concerned about his girlfriend's body.
He's projecting.
And if she's comfortable,
she's an
adult, she wants to live like that, leave her alone.
Yeah.
And if you don't like how
leave
she looks, then go find someone else.
Boom, that
because
part.
You're lying.
Boom.
Yeah,
Evan,
you're lying.
Say less, mic drop, you're good. We loved your opinion. Boom. Thank you, Evan.
Dumb data, Evan. Peace, brother, man. Appreciate you.
He was on it today. Last but not least.
A lot of people are saying, like, just let it go. Don't say nothing. Like, drop it.
Yeah, because it sounds wacky. Okay, last but not least. It's her birthday, and we're going to say happy birthday. Lori in Cedarburg. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Hey, whereby.
Lori,
trying to sing it in cadence, you know
honestly,
what I'm saying?
Honestly, Lori, we don't need your opinion. We just want to say happy birthday. Have a great day. Did I catch it, DZ? Oh my gosh, did I catch it?
Shooter, shoot, baby!
Woo, last second, Allie.
103.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you. I needed that in my life because it is time for my favorite things. But you know what we haven't done yet this week, DZ?
What haven't we done yet?
We haven't called the winner from last week because I give you my favorite things every day around 7:25. I'm about to give you another. But then you can submit, you can enter to win every single day. And at the end of the week, we give you all the prizes. So let's call last week's winner because we never called her. It's Christy in Port Washington. Christy, I got her on the phone. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
You are kidding me.
Yeah, we kidding you. No, we actually are calling about your car's extended warranty. Good morning. We gotcha. You know what I'm saying?
Christy, you are a winner. We are calling because do you remember submitting for Allie's favorite things last week?
Yes, yeah. I listen to you guys every morning on my way to work, and I'm going right now.
Wow. Let's go.
Wow. Well, girl, you are the winner. You have won all of the prizes from last week. How awesome is that?
That is great, and I never win anything.
That's
this
what everybody
my first
says.
Time.
Everybody who wins says that. But honestly, you can take these prizes and you can give them away or you can keep them all for yourself, okay?
Oh, that is super. Oh, my gosh. You guys just made my day. You made my year.
Aw, that was so sweet.
Aw. You said I made it a year. I'm going to cry.
Christy in Port Washington, so she won all the prizes from last week, which was the Wisconsin State Fair gift pack. She won the gift pack to the Ingleside for the water park, which I love.
Yeah.
And she won the gift certificate to Fresh Chef Meal Prep Milwaukee. So she got hooked up. And then you can keep them for yourself or give them to other people. So let's start with today's now. We have a new one for today. This week I have talked about this week's prize package features a man plow shovel, a Camp Bow Wow gift certificate. It features another gift certificate to Fresh Chef Meal Prep Milwaukee and a gift certificate, a 4-session package to Perspire Sauna Studios. And today I'm adding on to the package a $500 gift card to Kessler's Diamonds.
Ooh,
that's a lot. That's a lot of money.
Hey, okay, 500 to Kessler's.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, say less.
Right? So that's getting thrown in today. Kessler's is offering a $500 splurge gift card this year. So it's your choice to find the perfect piece of sparkle. You can go visit. They have 6 locations now in Wisconsin and pick out something special.
Somebody's going to cash out. Oh, yeah. I love this for somebody. Yeah.
How do you win all these? 1037kissfm.com. Be like Christy. All she did was go and submit her name right at the website. You can enter every single day. And then somebody wins all of them at the end of the week. I love doing my favorite
craziest part. Christy never wins either. Never wins. Ever, ever, ever. And look at her. Look at her.
That's what they all say. Let me tell you. That's what they all say. Go to 1037kissfm.com for your chance to win all of those prizes. You can enter right on the front page. Am I the Jerk is next.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, DZ and I actually disagreed on this one when we got this email. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com? I thought it was an obvious answer, and then DZ went, you're out of your mind. I went, oh, well, this is a good Am I the Jerk. We're already split down the middle on this one, and it involves buying a wreath from a Boy Scout. Hold on, though. Hear me out.
Y'all know the one.
We all know the one. Here's what she named herself Janet the Busy Grinch. When she sent the email, she said, okay, Allie and DZ, my good friend of over 14 years has a son in Scouts. And every year he sells wreaths for Scouts and I buy one. We work at the same place, but in different sections and we have different schedules, though both demanding, making it hard to find time for us to even meet for lunch. The holiday season is way harder because work's busier and every year is a headache because it seems like she puts no effort into finding a time to meet with me to pick up my wreath. This year, she had the days leading up to Thanksgiving, and so she suggested I drive to her house when she was off to pick it up, which is 40 minutes from both our work and my house. I feel like this is selfish when she's asking me to buy these items. When I purchased them from other youth groups, the seller always comes to our house and drops the items off. I know other families selling wreaths. Would I be the jerk if next year I bought from someone else? After all these years, or should I just suck it up and drive 40 minutes to get my wreath? Sincerely, Janet the Busy Grinch.
Oh, Janet.
She's going, wait, I got to put aside an hour, well, really 2 hours at least to go get this thing. Because once you get there, you're going to start talking. Let's be real. So, as someone, I'm totally on her side. I think the person who sold it should be delivering it. And if that means that kid's got to get on a bicycle and go 40 minutes, I'm kidding about that part. But it's like it's on you. I was a Girl Scout. I sold Girl Scout cookies. You love it when people come get them. But at the end of the day, it's on you to deliver them, in my opinion. You were the opposite.
I actually disagree. I disagree completely because I grew up in a different world, realm. I don't know why it was different for us, but when you bought something from somebody, either a goods or service, you usually went to them to either pick it up or receive that good or service. If they're coming to drop it off to you, there's an extra charge for that.
Why? You bought something from them. I mean,
they
didn't offer to ship it.
You come get it.
Oh, no.
I know they didn't. It might not be shippable, but what I'm saying is, for us, nah, man, that's not the case. If you got to come to me to do it, you just got to come to me. That is what it is. You bought it. It's your item. Now you want me to come deliver it to you for the same charge?
Yes.
Nah, son.
Absolutely, I do. Absolutely, man. You're saying you wouldn't.
Okay, for example.
You're saying it's on the person who bought it to go pick it up. Okay.
Yeah, my mom would make empanadas, mm-hmm. right? And people would come pick them up from sure. our house. Mm-hmm. On the rare occasion that we dropped them off, which was really never, mm-hmm. you did not pay the same price for just coming to get them at the crib.
Okay. So you think they should charge if you have to go get it? I don't.
It's called a delivery fee, baby. And I'm not saying it's going to be standard for everybody, but I don't know.
You're so wrong.
It shouldn't be expected to just automatically be brought to you.
If I buy a wreath from your Boy Scout, you better find a time to bring it to me, especially if you don't live 10 minutes away. They live 40 minutes away. That's part of the issue here is the distance.
So the distance is the issue.
It is because you're asking me to spend 2 hours of my day and my gas money to go get a wreath when I was trying to support your kid. And you're like, you know, come get it when you got time, even though you're off for days. That's what I think set me off about the whole thing. I'm like, girl, what do you mean come get it? I would just be like, keep it.
I feel you.
That's me. Nice. I'd be like, keep it. I'd be like, I don't even want it at this point. I did it for your son, and now I'm out, man.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm being petitious.
Man, you are being petitious. You got to do something.
Somebody said, I'm with Allie on this one, or how has she gotten it in the past? Someone said, why can't she just take it to her job and leave it in the car? Someone else said, what about meeting halfway? No, DZ said, you got to go get it. It's like, you buy it, you go pick it up. I say, no way, deliver.
Well, if somebody says, all right, hey, when they're here, I'll bring them to you. Bet. Yeah. And I'm expecting you to bring it. Mm-hmm. But how is it not already a standard knowledge what's about to be happening? Hey, I'll let you know when to come pick it up. You bought it, I'll let you know when to come pick it up.
I think the moral of the story is there's nothing that brings out the best in people like the holidays. Oh, yeah? You want me to buy a wreath from your Boy Scout? You better come get it. Happy freaking holidays, everybody.
To be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I guess I could turn our mics on before we go on the air. Janet has labeled herself, she's labeled herself the Grinch because she buys a wreath from her friend's kid every year. And now the friend wants her to drive 40 minutes to come get it. And she's like, no, you should be bringing it to me. And I agree with her, but DZ said, no, go pick it up. It's not on her. I'm like, is Janet the jerk for expecting the mom who she bought the wreath from, the kid's mom, to deliver the wreath? I don't know. Well, let's go first to Jason in Germantown. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. Hey. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're disagreeing today, so you're going to have to settle the debate.
Nice. Well, first of all, I'd like to say congratulations to DZ on the new baby. That's super awesome. Aww. It's great to hear.
Jay, my guy, thank you, man. We appreciate you so much. Really, aww, really, really.
Yes.
Yeah, no problem. But as far as this delivery thing, I think you guys are both right. I think she's kind of the jerk for expecting it.
Oh.
I mean, if you think of anything else that you buy, do you not pay for shipping on anything else, even a pizza?
You do. You know? But when I correlate this to Girl Scout cookies, which I sold for years, and I would have delivered them if they didn't come get them. I just would have been like, you bought from me.
But see, that's where you're right, and that's like a generosity thing. Yes, morally, yes, that's a generosity, yes.
But it shouldn't be expected.
You helped her, but it should not be expected.
Don't try to get me on DZ's side. You're convincing me. Stop it right now.
No, hold on.
Jason?
It's Jason's turn to talk. It's Jason's
turn. So, Jason, perspective, though. Yeah, go ahead.
We're all busy. Mm-hmm. We're all busy, and it is 40 minutes. I mean, that's a long ride, man.
True.
I mean, that's a big chunk of her day as well.
And
so
mixed in with the talking time. That's 2 hours.
Is it, y'all, think about it. 40 minutes is no time. And if that's the homie, you should make some time out of that. Be like, all right, girl, I'm coming to get the wreath, but then we're also going to go get coffee or dinner or drinks
or something.
You can make
an
environment out of that.
Make
it a vibe.
That's what she said in the email, though. The friend never makes time for her. So she's feeling like she's not even trying to hang. She wants the friend to do the same thing so they can meet up and get the wreath.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to get you to keep swaying this way.
I know. So, Jason, you say she's a which way?
Not the jerk.
He was all over.
I thought he said not the jerk.
Not the jerk for wanting them to deliver it.
No.
Correct. It shouldn't be expected. Would it be a nice thing if she did? Yes, but it should not be expected to have to.
That would make Janet the jerk, or am I hearing this wrong? No?
No, Jason's just Midwest nice. He's saying not the jerk, but why you're a little jerkish? Why slightly jerkish? That Midwest nice always prevails,
fair
baby.
Fair enough. He's like, oh, you know, they're nice. You can help them out, but if you gotta go get it, it's okay. Because I'm sorry, don't mind me.
Jay, I love it, man. No, he kicks it off.
He does. Thank you for calling, Jason. Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks, you too.
Peace, fam. Later.
All right. We have got Rachel in Fort Atkinson this morning. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
All right. You heard Jason. What do you think? Is Janet the Grinch a jerk for wanting her friend to drop off the wreath? The Boy Scout wreath.
No. Hell no, she's not the jerk. Okay. So let me start this. Okay. Loyalty is hard to come by in anything nowadays, right? She's not a loyal customer, for one. For two, if you're doing a fundraiser, unless you, the person doing a fundraiser, at the very beginning states, hey, you're going to have to come pick this up, it is implied in all the years that my kids were doing it, my grandson now, it's implied that you, the fundraiser person, will deliver or meet.
But see, there we go again, making assumptions, implied and being direct and saying it are different things. I agree with you, Rachel, but you're doing the same thing I'm doing. I'm expecting them to deliver it and you're expecting them to know they need to come get it, right? So it's almost like semantics at this point. And who's the jerk?
Well, and how is that not established? How is that not established upon ordering? It should either say on the sheet or you should say directly to the person buying, hey, I'll tell you when to come pick it up, or hey, we'll coordinate where to meet or something. Like, I feel like this is just another lack of communication where they're like, okay, you didn't say and I didn't say, and now it's finally here and everybody's now petitious.
Petitious, here we are. It's true. All right.
Yeah,
true.
No, yes, and I agree. It should have been stated at the very beginning, but again, going with the friend not making time for her either, no, she's not the jerk.
It gets messy.
More of a jerk right now.
Yeah. All right, Rachel, love your opinion. Of course I do. Thank you for calling.
Have a great day.
Bye. Stephanie is in Cedarburg, day three, getting through this morning. She is on her way to a theme song. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, working guys.
Don't you love how the holidays bring out the best in people? You sell your kids' Boy Scout wreaths to your coworkers, and now they're fighting over who's going to come get it.
Right.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
What do you think?
But I understand. Yeah. Everybody's saying the fundraiser part, and I'm like, okay, sure. The fundraiser is what makes it different, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to say. I think it's all like school fundraisers. It is known that you're supposed to go get it, right? But I agree with DZ that it's just all communication. I guess if I'm selling something, I'd be like, you coming to get it or what, you know? What's the plan?
What's the plan here?
Yeah, but I agree. I kind of think she should go get it.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, dang.
Well, that means everybody's on your side, DZ.
It's a sweep.
Whatever.
It's a sweep.
Hey, thank you for calling. Stephanie, we'll talk to you tomorrow for day four, okay?
All right. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
You too. Bye.
Buy wreaths or Girl Scout cookies and everyone come together. Kumbaya, please, Lord.
I mean, moral of the story is just don't buy them, all right? Everybody ixnay.
You're not going to tell me not to buy Girl Scout cookies.
That's not the moral.
Even when I don't eat sugar anymore, I still buy them to support my girls, and I will continue.
No, I was talking about the wreaths. Those are not edible. The Girl Scout cookies are always green light. I buy the popcorn from the Boy Scouts. That popcorn go crazy.
I was like, popcorn all day, baby. Yeah.
Popcorn all day.
Speaking of food, $100 gift card to Burger King coming up next. $100, which, because we've been talking about it all week, I drove by Burger King, I wanted a damn Whopper yesterday. I was like,
tell me why. We did the same thing. I was like, hey, you want to slide by Burger King, get some food? And my wife looked at me and was like, I mean, we could. I was like, I don't know. I've just been craving Burger King lately. I don't know why.
DZ, I'll meet you at Burger King for lunch. You take a break.
I'll see you there, dog.
Hold on. I know we have to give away this gift card, DZ, but you just came back and you're holding the... Oh, you're holding the baby. He's holding the next Don. I got to take a picture of this. He is the sweetest. He looked like a doll when you came in with the baby.
Don Dennison.
He looks like a doll. He's that perfect. He's beautiful.
His hair's messy.
Gosh, you guys make good looking kids.
Something else right now.
Thank God.
Appreciate you.
Thank God. Because you know I would say nothing if I thought the other, you know?
You just say, oh, look at the baby.
Oh, look at your baby. Gosh, she's beautiful. All right. Let's give away a Burger King gift card while I stare at baby Danison because he's so stinking cute.
He wanted to come down here. He said, oh, y'all doing a BK gift card? Let me slide.
He said, Dad, hook me up. 414-533-1037. We are going to hook you up. All you have to do is call that number, and we'll take caller number 25. How's that? 414-533-1037. You're getting a $100 gift card to Burger King. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Holding the baby. Oh, look
at you.
Got
the youngin'.
You got two boys.
On the duties.
We both have two boys now. We have more in common than ever before.
Boy gang. Yeah,
boy gang. They'll terrorize you. Oh, he's waking up. He heard it.
He's throwing up signs too.
Even though I think he can't hear me, I think he can. I'm like, he can hear Auntie Allie. He's like, look at that loud woman.
Sounds like he can. Feels right. Like he can. He's working on something. Never mind.
He's pooping. The baby's pooping. Cheyenne and Racine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you hear DZ's baby?
Morning,
Cheyenne. He's getting one out. So cute. You are caller 25, Cheyenne. You're going to Burger King.
Yeah. Woo.
And if you want to take me or DZ, we both were craving it yesterday. So, you know.
And the babies. Let's go.
And the babies.
She said, I want to spend the whole gift card.
Right? What are you doing this morning in Racine, girl?
I'm just getting to work.
Ooh, where's that? Because you know we're nosy.
It's also in Racine.
Oh, she won't tell us.
Hey,
I'm like, yeah.
She said, don't worry about me.
I said, drop the pin. Drop the location. Tell me where you work.
Top secret.
All right.
Top secret employment.
We're going to get you hooked up with that gift card and then another chance tomorrow. And now DZ's going to feed the baby. We'll play a slow one. We'll put the baby back to sleep.
Baby.
Kiss FM. So the year is coming to an end. It's about to be December, DZ, and I'm going to tell you next who is some of the most streamed artists this year, who people are listening to the most musically. And guess what?
Okay.
They're all KISS artists. I said what I said.
Boom.
Ha ha, KISS FM. I'll tell you next.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, the year is going to be coming to an end soon. It's almost 2024. It's no joke when I say maybe I'll see you in 2024.
Wow.
It's no joke anymore.
Nope.
It's going to be December this week. But I want to talk about the most streamed artists of 2023. Now, there's one on this that I feel like this is probably in my top three. In fact, if it's not number one, who do you think one of the top three was? There are two men in this and one woman, and all three of them have been on KISS FM, two more than others.
Ooh,
who's the girl? Who's the girl that's been on fire this year? She can't stop touring because she can't stop selling out venues. Come on.
Of course.
Swiftie.
The future Mrs. Kelsey. Ooh. Wait, what'd you say?
I heard you, and I agree with you, actually. I do think this might be it for her. Taylor Swift, one of the most streamed artists of 2023, along with one of our favorites on KISS FM, The Weeknd. Hello.
Hey. And yep, that's a guarantee.
The third one is Bad Bunny.
Yep.
So you got the top three artists of the year who people went and wanted to listen to was Taylor Swift, Bad Bunny, and The Weeknd. And I don't blame them. Those are all solid, solid picks. And by the way, DZ, I was just telling you off the air, I was watching The Kardashians. Did you know Kendall Jenner, Bad Bunny's girlfriend, is 5'11"? She's the same height as
Dang.
Me. And I'm not saying
tall.
I thought she was tall because she's obviously models, but when I we're the same height, Kendall Jenner? That's wild. She's like a size negative 5, but she's a Victoria's Secret supermodel, you know, but hey.
But I mean, the moral of the story and what I'm hearing is that Allie, you're model tall.
Oh, I was hearing Bad Bunny's tall. That's what I was actually hearing. I was like, because when you see them together, they look the same height, or at least he's taller. I'm like, he must be tall.
I feel like he'd be wearing heels. I don't know, dog. He'd be wearing platforms.
You know
what? I don't know.
Let me tell you something, DZ. I've dated a lot of guys who claim they're 6 feet and aren't, and they like to wear boots and pretend like they are, and they're not. I said what I said. Did you hear she was in Milwaukee for Thanksgiving? Swear to you.
I had no idea.
Nobody did. Olivia Rodrigo spotted at the airport at General Mitchell. I'm assuming, unless somebody, you know, photoshopped it, but it looked real. She was spotted at General Mitchell because her mom is from the area, which is why when she first came, wanted to play at the Rave for her first show because it's such a cool venue. She knew about the Rave from her mom.
Yep.
And now she's going to be playing Fiserv, and we can't wait come 2024. So it's pretty awesome all around. Olivia Rodrigo in town for the holidays if you spotted her. That's cool. Probably not.
Yeah,
though.
She pulled up very low key and incognito just to see her fam. You know, busy lifestyle.
Well,
it was
her and her boyfriend. They had masks on, so they were doing everything to try to hide.
It didn't work. They seen her.
All right. So let's have the debate, DZ, because it's time. Thanksgiving is over. It's December
all
this
right,
week.
Screw it.
It's December this week. Is your tree up? Oh, that's a funny.
You were funny.
You're like, I just had a newborn. Like, I have time. No tree
Man,
for you.
My wife has been at my neck to even just bring the box of decorations up. Because as y'all know, she had a C-section, so she can't pick up more than 25 pounds.
Aww.
Or, no, excuse me, more than 15 pounds. Mm-hmm. And the box is heavier than that.
Right.
So if I don't bring this box up today, she's about to start bringing up decorations one by one if she needs to get these decorations up. I'm talking about this conversation will probably spark a little bit of a discussion in our household later.
Good.
On how I need to bring this box up because she just wants them up ASAP.
Get your wife the damn tree out of the basement already.
No, I've been using it to my advantage that she can't. We don't have a tree, so she just wants to get decorations up because then we're gonna go get a real tree. We do real tree. We're real tree people.
Well, that's another fight because that lights everybody up on this station. We talk real or fake because I'm a faker. Faker all day. Fake
we keep it real
come.
Over here.
I may switch up the lights, but fake all day, baby. That's how I roll, and I love it. I went down to the basement. I put a reel on Instagram of this. I went down to get the tree. It was a mess. I had thrown it in because I'm so done with it by the time it's over. The thing was a mess.
Yeah, yeah.
The Stein's box falling everywhere because I've just destroyed it, throwing it in the box. But I got the tree
retaped
up.
It 50 different times.
Tape it. Wait, you're so, I tape. What's tape? No. Didn't
you
got
to try to save the box.
No, I just push it together and then I put another box on top to make sure it closes for the season.
To hold it together?
Ding,
you
ding.
Sandwich it between other stuff and you're like, all right, bet. I know where it is next year.
Ding, ding. So I did bring it up.
Hold your hand up like, stay right there.
Well, here's what's funny about it. I brought the tree up.
Huh.
We put up the tree and we put nothing else out. No lights, no ornaments. The tree's been up with nothing on it for 2 days. Swear to God. And I said to the kids, you want lights? Put them on. They just stare at me and go back to their tech. I said, fine.
The tree's marinating.
The tree is marinating, and we have nothing on
Y'all are letting it settle. Y'all are just letting the leaves settle a little bit. That's all. You know what I mean? Just a little something. That's what you got to do.
Let's be real. At this point, it'll be a miracle if I get anything on it by Christmas, DZ. We've done one step, and now the ornaments will probably sit next to the tree for another week because you know how it goes.
But if you don't make this a project for the boys,
nope.
I'm telling you, make this their thing.
Sure.
And maybe bribe them. Offer them a money or a new toy before the holidays. Be like, y'all,
so
here, you guys plan the tree and then come up with the blueprint and then you guys execute it.
Because then they're going to mess it up. They're going to mess it up and I'm going to have to redo it. And every mom knows what I'm talking
about. No. Owen is taller than the tree anyway. So
yes.
He can reach all the way up to put the star up.
True.
It's fine.
I call it the Star
and then
of
Hudson
David.
Can get the bottom
I call it the Star of David on the top for my Jewish folks. That's what I say on my tree.
You got the do you have a Star of David?
No, but it's a star. And I call it the Star of David.
Oh, they
I have a
they
star of,
sells. I'm gonna get you one. I'm gonna get you a Star of David ornament.
I had like 25 Star of David necklaces growing up, being a Jewish girl, but they've all disappeared over time from bat mitzvah and stuff. But we do have a star at the top. But you're right. I like it when they do the ornaments and all that because to me that's the exhausting part. I'm just like,
you gotta let the kids have fun with it.
Okay.
Bro, that's what you said, Star of David. I'm gonna get you a Star of David tree topper.
Thank you.
Because I had Stars of David growing up too, you know, around me, friends when I was growing up, but it was for different reasons. You know what I'm
saying? Fair enough. 414-533-1037. Is your tree up? This is really where we're starting basic.
No.
We will have the fake real debate another day. We will have the is your tree even up? Mine is up with no lights. I'm owning it. It's even in the front window, DZ, with no lights.
No decorations, no nothing, man. You're crazy.
I said to
you at least got the tree up.
I said, go get the nutcrackers or something and put them out. He goes, nah.
Nah, fine. We're good.
A snowman? Yeah. Anything? You want something? Take the fall wreath down. Anything, please. Talk to you next. I fake it every year, at least once a year. DZ likes to keep it real.
We keep it real around here, y'all.
But my tree is totally fake, you guys. And I have no shame in my game. And it's up with no lights.
Hey, it's up. It's up.
It's up. I'll give you credit. 7, Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. We are going to give you those Travis Scott tickets. So hold on just a minute. But we're talking about if the tree is up. You have not gotten the tree out for your wife yet. What? Come on.
Dog, we haven't gotten the tree. We haven't even put up any decorations. I've been milking it. I'm a late decorator. I could decorate the 20th and be happy, or decorate the 24th and be happy, and then take it down on the 27th and be happy. You feel me? I mean, I don't need to decorate. I'm not a decorator. My wife likes it, though. She even texted me and said, "My boy, if you don't bring this box up today, I will." So Aaron, I got to get to it, y'all.
I got you, Aaron. I'll come over and bring it up for you just to make him look bad.
That's what one of our friends said. She was like, "I'll come decorate with you. If he won't come get the box, I will."
She's inviting friends now. Good morning.
Uh-oh.
Sarah in Tosa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm better than DZ because he's about to get a mouthful today from his wife if he doesn't bring the tree up. Is your tree up or not?
My tree has actually been up the week before Thanksgiving.
Come on. She's the overachiever. She's probably got a whole Christmas village.
Damn. No, actually I don't, but that's the only time I can do it, but it only has lights on it because I have a 2-year-old who likes to mess with my tree, and but I also have two older kids who have birthdays on the 9th and the 17th, so my weekends are full already.
December's so busy.
I have to do it early.
Yeah, you know
what? Yeah, no kidding. Just get it done and out the way.
I do want to point out that I had a moment to be really grateful. You reminded me of this, Sarah. This is one of the first years that I have no little kids pulling things off the tree. There's no dog, unfortunately, Bella, who would eat the paper off of there's nobody messing.
Right.
There's nobody messing with the tree anymore. We're in a different phase now. I can actually put whatever I want out. And DZ, you're going the opposite. Now you got to put everything in the box.
And now we got to baby proof everything. Honestly, I think you gotta get a certain type of present this year. I don't know. Maybe something that'll mess up the tree again. I don't know. Just being me.
I'm not getting a dog.
I don't know.
Nope, I'm not ready. Nope.
You're the one that said that.
Sorry.
I said nothing about it on animals.
No thanks. Not today. I will get a dog one day. No, but seriously, right? Sarah is the overachiever who doesn't have the Christmas village.
Going crazy.
Thank you, Sarah.
Going crazy.
Happy birthday to your kids, by the way.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Let's go to somebody who knows you, Julie in Maquanico. Julie, how do you know DZ?
Well, I used to teach with his wife. I mentored her.
Ah, Julie, good morning.
Aw. Will you go help DZ's wife decorate then?
I bet she would.
I'm on my way to Milwaukee, and you know what? If I had an address, I might stop and get the damn box.
I'll drop the pin. I got you. I know where they live.
Did you? Julie's a get it done type too. She'll come over and they'll have this house decorated in no time. You know how those teachers rock.
Teachers are crafty. They're productive. They get it done. Things I do not. Julie, is your tree up though? We didn't even ask you.
Yes, my tree is up. It has lights. It needs one more set.
I just want to say, that was very, very the season of you to cough on the air. Everyone's sick right now, by the way.
I know. Yeah, I don't want to go see that baby today.
Okay.
They're not up. I leave that for the rest of the people because I've done my duty with the light.
Okay. Fair enough.
Right.
Tree up, and she's done. Well, good job, Julie.
And then tree up, hands off.
Don't worry. I'll text you the location. Hold on, girl.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, Julie. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you for sure. Last but not least, let's pull her up. One of our regulars, Lindsay, is calling from Franksville. I kissed a girl and I liked it. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
So,
first off, congratulations to ZZ, Aaron, and Auntie Allie.
Thank you.
And your baby.
Oh my God, thank you. Nobody's congratulated me yet.
Thank you.
You did a lot.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I did a lot. I showed up.
Okay.
I sweep through.
You did enough.
And I drop off
for Aaron. So that's going to be so much.
I am actually.
There you go.
I'm going to get.
I'll let you look good. I'll let you look good. I'll wait until you come get the box, Allie.
Oh, look at the spin he just used on me, Lindsay. I'll let you look good and go get it. Go ahead, Allie. give me a break, this guy. No.
It gives you an excuse to come back and see the baby again. You know what I'm saying? There
you go. I didn't need an excuse, but now that's a good one. See you soon. Okay, Lindsay, is your tree up?
It is not. I think it's in the box in the rafters in the garage.
I think.
Not even know.
I shouldn't even know.
It's a dad weekend for the kids, so we have either 2 days to get it up, or it's not happening until next weekend. So, and it's not looking too good for the next 2 days.
You have littles? How old are the kids again? I can't remember.
12, 10, and 6.
Why are you doing it without them then? This is like what DZ was lecturing me.
She's not. That's what she's not.
In these next 2 days.
Oh, I miss her. I miss her.
Right.
The ADHD brain kicked in. I was processing too quick, and I didn't hear what you said, and now I'm back. Oh, you're waiting for the kids to come back. Got it.
Okay. So unless it happens in 48 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's not looking good.
She said it's not looking good. Same.
It's not looking good at all.
Because you know what? Now my new excuse for why my lights and ornaments aren't up is because I had to go help DZ. That's why.
There you go. Yeah.
Fam, what was wild is we have a friend of ours.
You what, DZ?
So now y'all are going to pin it on us. Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. No.
What are you
don't
say
you wish that
friend?
Evil on me, Ricky. Our friend, they literally decorate the 31st of October. Tree up, start wrapping presents probably the whole nine yards. I'm talking about they basically skip Thanksgiving and go straight from Halloween to Christmas.
Damn.
They love it that much.
Ooh-wee.
Excessive.
Wow. Okay. Well, I hope you have a great time decorating when you do it, Lindsay, and I'll be thinking of you while I'm decorating DZ's tree for him. Since he can't bring the tree up for his wife. I'm just kidding.
Y'all go ahead. Somebody can go get the tree for us.
Have a great day, Lindsay.
Bye, guys. Take care.
Bye. Wow.
You too. Bye.
I'm just kidding. I don't even have my lights on. Who am I to judge? I can't say anything about you not getting your tree. I can't even put lights on it.
If you want to go into a forest and chop a tree down for us, please, by all means, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm busy.